About 2 weeks ago, we did a story on this show about the virtual currency Bitcoin. And at the time, one Bitcoin was worth about $900. Now, each Bitcoin is worth more than $1,100. The problem is there aren't a lot of places that accept Bitcoin. So imagine trying to get by using only Bitcoin for your purchases for months. That's exactly what newlyweds Austin Craig and Becky Bingham Craig did. They traveled all around the world from their home in Utah trying to buy everyday items like gas.
I'm using Coinbase to transfer money, and it's not working, so we have a plan B, which is these Casatius coins. So they're each worth 0.5 Bitcoin, okay. So we could give you two, and then we overpaid a little bit.
Sure. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so what you do is you peel off the sticker, and it gives you a code that you can enter in to redeem the Bitcoin value.
So it is like in cold storage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
They also bought a smoothie at a Utah farmer's market.
Have you heard of Bitcoin? Bitcoin.
Okay.
It's a digital currency.
It's a what?
It's a digital currency. Okay. It's an online currency. You know.
They documented their journey in an upcoming documentary called Life on Bitcoin, and they're with us from the studios of KBYU in Provo, Utah. Becky, did you ever get that smoothie?
Yeah, sure did.
Wow.
And I drank it, and it was delicious.
How easy was it to use Bitcoin all around the world?
It was challenging. We knew it was going to be challenging, but the challenges themselves were kind of surprising. It wasn't always the things that we expected it to be. A Bitcoin transaction is pretty straightforward once both parties know how it works and have whatever you need to do it, whether that's a smart device and the app that makes it all happen. But the hardest parts was educating people, persuading people, and then making sure we actually had a connection.
Well, tell us about one of the problem moments where you couldn't buy something that you wanted to buy with Bitcoin.
We were in Kreuzberg in Berlin eating at this restaurant called The Devil's Kitchen, and they take Bitcoin. So we were there eating, and we had our plates of food in front of us, and it wasn't until we had almost eaten all of our food that we realized that we were using an iPad with a data plan to connect to the internet and pay, you know, complete Bitcoin transactions. And we figured, oh, they'll have Wi-Fi, we'll be okay. Did not have Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi was broken. They weren't really that interested in helping us figure out how to get Wi-Fi. So we turned the iPad on, and it was locked. The SIM card was locked, and we had three attempts to put in the PIN before it kind of went down on us. So we kind of thought about what those PIN numbers might be and took a wild guess and typed in 0000. And it worked. It surprisingly worked. Yeah, so we were able to break into our iPad, access and pay, but it was so scary for a minute not knowing what we were going to do.
Why did you decide to do this?
I've been interested in Bitcoin personally for a couple years, but I'm not a programmer or a cryptographer or a security expert or an economist, and so it was really difficult to engage with it in any way, to be involved in this growing Bitcoin community and movement. And a friend suggested, you know, you have a background in video production. Why don't you live on Bitcoin? And you know what? You and Becky are engaged. Why don't both of you live on Bitcoin and document the whole process?
And Becky, were you into that idea?
Yeah, actually, I was.
And what about the fluctuation in price? Tell us about how that manifested itself as you took your journey on only Bitcoin. Some days it must have been worth much more than others.
It fluctuated during the experiment, but was always trending up, which was really nice. And it occurred to me halfway through our experiment, man, this could just crash at any time.
It has gone down significantly at certain moments.
It did drop about 15% when Silk Road was taken down.
The website that was selling illegal drugs and other things.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that Bitcoin was really just for that, and that was kind of the backbone of Bitcoin. So we saw it drop about 15%, but that recovered within 24, 48 hours. So we just kind of held tight, you know, and we were just fine.
Later, after the project was over, we've been talking to people that we did commerce with. You know, we bought something or sold something. And folks who at the time were brand new to Bitcoin and weren't sure about it and were kind of doing this as a favor to Becky and I, now they're coming back to us saying, so tell me more about Bitcoin because I just looked at my balance and it's a bit more, quite a bit more than you guys
gave me. Four times more.
They were doing it as a favor to you, meaning they didn't accept it for everybody. They just made an exception and accepted Bitcoin for you.
Yeah, I have a cousin that's a dentist, and I had a toothache right before we were leaving on our trip. So he agreed to see me, and I set him up to take Bitcoin. And then a couple of days ago, he called me, and he was like, so I haven't cashed in my Bitcoin, and I just checked the balance, and it's really high now. So he wanted to know everything he could for me and Austin about investing in Bitcoin. So became a believer pretty quickly.
Yeah, a lot of people that you paid in Bitcoin probably made out a lot better than you thought they would when you gave them the Bitcoin.
Yeah, and that makes us so happy because we really a lot of the time did feel like we were inconveniencing people and asking a lot from them, which we were.
Well, how do you get somebody to just quickly accept Bitcoin for you? How easy is it for a merchant to just add that to the kinds of currency that they accept?
Depending on the kind of transaction, it can be really easy. We used a service called Coinbase sometimes, that clip that you heard from the farmer's market. We went around at the farmer's market saying to people, hey, we'd like to buy some of the things that you're selling. We can email you money. And Coinbase has a feature where you don't input a Bitcoin wallet number. You can use their email address. And then it will message that person via email and say, you've received funds. Click through to claim that money. So it made it very easy where we could have a five-minute conversation with somebody, get their email address, and then send them money right on the spot.
Although, Austin, I have to say, if I got an email that said, you've just received funds, click through to get them, I would think it was spam and I would delete it.
Fair enough.
Now, as I have said before on this show, I have only found one place where you can pay with Bitcoin, like a regular old brick-and-mortar business, and it's a restaurant called Thelonious Monkfish, and you can pay with Bitcoin. How many places did you find that were already accepting Bitcoin?
When we started here in Utah, we only knew of one place. It was in Salt Lake City. It's Bubba's Firehouse Barbecue, so we had all the barbecued meat we could want. But when we started talking to folks, part of this was evangelizing Bitcoin and trying to persuade people to accept it because that was the only way we're going to get everything that we needed. Now there are a couple dozen businesses around here that accept Bitcoin from 3 months of chatting with folks trying to persuade them. And as we traveled around, pretty much everywhere we went, there was some place that accepted Bitcoin and more kind of in the works.
Now that you're back in Provo, have you gone back to dollars or are you still using Bitcoin?
We have gone back to dollars, unabashedly back to dollars. It was really challenging to live on Bitcoin, and we were able to survive, and it was fine. But we were really limited in where we could go and where we could shop for groceries or go out to eat.
Like we said, there have been a couple dozen businesses that started accepting Bitcoin through our experiment, and now when we go to those places, we still end up paying in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm.
Well, Becky Bingham Craig and Austin Craig, who've been living for just over 100 days on the virtual currency Bitcoin. You can see more about their adventures at their YouTube channel, Life on Bitcoin. We'll have a link at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And while you're at hereandnow.org, let us know if you have used Bitcoin or if you own a small business that accepts Bitcoin. Are you thinking about accepting Bitcoin? Hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com. And Nuance, with Dragon speech recognition software for parents to email, manage schedules, and record family history by speaking. Nuance.com.